It's time now for weather with Cliff Mass and KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine.
Well, hang in there if rain's not your thing. We will be getting a break from it this weekend, just in time for Easter and Passover. It'll come back, though. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass from the University of Washington, and today we're going to explore the Puget Sound Convergence Zone, that very rainy phenomenon that you've probably heard about. It's at its peak this time of year. So what is it exactly, and why does it occur? We'll hear more in just a bit. First, let's get the forecast, Cliff.
Well, Bellamy, we have some rain to get through this morning, but then we're in the clear for the weekend. Right now, a front is moving through the Puget Sound region. There's some light rain, pretty extensive light rain. But I can see in the satellite picture and the radar, the edge of the band is to the north and the west of us. It's moving through. So I expect by lunchtime, it should be pretty dry, at least from Seattle northward. Now, this weekend, we have some really good weather for Passover and Easter. High pressure will be building in, so I don't expect it'll be raining at all over the weekend, and temperatures will zoom up into the low to mid-60s, and it'll even be some sun. So a really nice weekend. Then, unfortunately, as we get into next week, southwesterly moist flow will reestablish itself, and I expect a lot of rain next week on north, a lot of springtime weather systems coming through.
So springtime weather systems, this one, though, wouldn't be a convergence zone. What exactly is this Puget Sound convergence zone that we so often hear about?
Well, the number one local weather feature here in western Washington is the Puget Sound convergence zone. And this is caused by a situation in which the winds are from the west to northwest on the coast. The air's coming in off the ocean. You have this big barrier, the Olympics, in the way. The air peels around the Olympics, comes around, and then converges, comes together at low levels over Puget Sound. Now, when the air comes together, it's forced to rise. You just can't pile up air. Some of it's forced to rise. And that produces a band of clouds and precipitation somewhere generally between downtown Seattle and South Everett. So maybe 10 to 15 times a year, we have this band setting up, and it's called the Puget Sound Convergence Zone.
And it's a narrow band with, you know, really a stark difference between the amount of precipitation within it and outside of it. I think of it as setting up mostly north Seattle to Everett.
That's right. Well, it's quite narrow. Generally, it's only 5 to 10 miles wide. So it could be raining and cool in north Seattle. But the amazing thing is it's generally clear to the south and north. So SeaTac Airport could be clear. Temperatures could be 5 or 10 degrees warmer than here in North Seattle. And the same thing is true up at Everett and Northern there. So it's a really narrow feature, which is very good to know, because if it's raining where you are in North Seattle and a convergence zone is going on, just go north and south and you could be in much better conditions.
So the winds converge after they're split by the Olympics. But how far can it extend across Puget Sound? Does it go all the way to the Cascades?
It does. That's the interesting thing. We see this band of clouds and precipitation over the sound, but it also extends into this Cascades. In fact, often it reaches all the way to the Cascade Crest. And over the mountains, it has an extra uplift from air being forced to go up the slopes of the mountains. So precipitation could be pretty heavy there. During the last several weeks, we've had a number of convergence zones occurring, and they've been getting massive amounts of rain on the western side of the Cascades in the central part of the barrier. For example, some places, like at the Chester Morris Reservoir that Seattle depends upon, they've gotten about 10 inches of rain the last few weeks there. And that has caused an enormous increase in the reservoir level. So right now, the reservoirs feeding Seattle are almost full. And that's due to the Puget Sound convergence zone.
And again, caused by those westerly and northwesterly winds that tend to come in at this time of year. So depending on the angle they come, does that influence where it sets up exactly?
It does. Now, to get a convergence zone, we need the winds from the west coming off the ocean. If the winds are more westerly, then the converger zone tends to be somewhere in the northern part of King County into southern Snohomish County. But if it turns more northwesterly, the converger zone tends to slide southward towards the city of Seattle. So the direction coming in off the coast is critical for determining exactly where the convergence zone will set up.
So how long have we known about the Puget Sound convergence zone?
We really only understood it starting in the 70s. Back in the 50s and 60s, forecasters thought there was some kind of strange secondary front that was looming out there over the Pacific that came in after fronts passed through the region. Then it became clear the convergence zone was the effect of the interaction of the flow coming off the ocean and the Olympic Mountains. And we understood that based on looking at surface observations. Then we had satellite observations in the late 70s and 80s, and we could actually see the convergence zone set up to the lee or the east of the Olympics. And by the time we had radars and numerical models in the 80s, we really had it down. We understood where this phenomena came from.
And now people almost, it's like a rite of passage once you live here to understand what this is and hear it on a weekly basis almost from the weather forecasters.
If you want to live around here, it's good to know about the convergence zone. It happens probably 10 to 20 times a year. So, you know, it's really good to know that you could get this rain band, and if you go north and south of it, you can get out of it.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
Professor Cliff Mass teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time via Skype. He also helps organize the Northwest Weather Workshop, which this year is taking place May 3rd and 4th at the NOAA Sandpoint facility in Seattle. Everyone's invited, but you do have to register. We'll have a link to that on our website, where you can also sign up for podcasts of our weekly conversations. That's at knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe. KNKX News.